and all of the people that helped make this event possible. I know it's a lot of work for them. We do every day. I was in Paris yesterday. We came today from Paris. And I was trying to go to the metro from the place where I was staying. And we got lost. Eric and I got lost. Then there was one young man, and we asked him, you know, we don't even know how to say in French, where's the metro? We're just like, metro. You know, and he's like, he said in English, oh, you want the metro? You know, and we said, no. And then he said, okay, I can take you there. So he walked a long way, and he took us to the metro. He was a very nice man. And then he said, you know where you're going? And we said, no, we've never been there. He said, I'll go to the first stop with you. Then he came on the metro with us. And then he started to say, okay, you have to change train here. Then he looked at us, and he said, maybe I have to help you. And he took us to the second train, and he paid his money, and he came on the second train. And then the third train also, he came. And it took him maybe an hour, you know, and he was very nice. And so we start to talk to him, and we say, you know, what do you do? He said, well, actually, I don't have a job. I'm looking for a job, I can't find a job. And then I said, well, did you finish university? He said, yeah, yeah, I finished university. I said, what was your subject? And he said, physics and mathematics. So he has an advanced degree in physics and mathematics. And then he said, but I it's not hopeless. I have a job interview tomorrow. You know? I have a chance to get a good job. You know? So I said, what is the job? You know? And he said, you know this place called Cambio, where they are changing the money. So I have a chance to stand and change the money for people, you know. And I said, so you have a PhD in mathematics, so you got a job to just change dollars into francs, dollars into euros for tourists. You know, he said, yeah, yeah, I'm very lucky, you know, that I could find a job. You know, he was very happy that tomorrow he can, not even a real job, he has an interview to stand and change money for tourists, you know, with his mathematics degree. And then it's like that in many places. Everywhere it's like that. You know, we go all over the world all the time. In December we go to China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore. And then after that we go to Buenos Aires and Mexico City. And I don't know, after that we go to Vancouver. And we go everywhere. So we get to see what is happening in the world. We have a chance to see, you know, what is happening with the economy of the world and what is happening, changes of different countries. And we were in China, and they said, can you give a talk in Guangzhou? You know? And I said, I don't know what is Guangzhou. And they said, come on the subway, we'll take you from Hong Kong. You can reach on the metro. From Hong Kong, you can go to Guangzhou. Guangzhou is just inside of China. And they showed me the city, and it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. It's unbelievable, you know, it's so beautiful. Everything is like, what do you call it? When you see the film about the future, everything, all the subways going like this through the buildings, and all the buildings are beautiful, and new, and shiny, and everything is so beautiful, you know, and I asked them why I didn't hear about Guangzhou. And we gave a talk, and 1,000 people came, and I was, what is this city? You know, I didn't hear about the city. They said, we made this city 6 years ago. You know, this was an empty place, and we made this new city. You know, I said, how many people live here? They said, 15 million people are living in Guangzhou. You know, and it's so beautiful. Everything is so beautiful, and. And the money there is like unbelievable. People spending, everybody spending lots of money. Like what you read in the newspapers about China is not true. They are much more powerful than the newspapers, you know. They are unbelievable, you know. So you see, we get to see because we travel a lot. Some countries are going up. Like even in this tough time, they are getting very strong, really strong. And then Some countries just going down. In America, very difficult. In my, where I live, half of the houses are for sale because nobody can pay for the rent, what do you call mortgage? Every month they cannot make the payment. So they are just close the house. In Detroit, American city, half of the houses are empty and nobody wants them. You can go and stay in them, it doesn't matter. They're just empty. They're not locked the door. They just left. You know, nobody wants the house. Nobody can pay the bill. Nobody can pay for anything. So they just left. And they bank left the house. They don't care. Nobody cares. Half of the houses in the middle of Detroit are empty. So 1 million people left the city. Nobody wants to stay there. You know, so you can see big changes are happening in the world. And I can feel them because I worked in business. I stayed 20 years in the monastery, Tibetan monastery, and then you have to stay 20 years and then you get examination, you know? And the examination is 3 weeks examination, and you will see, we will show you tonight a little bit how they do examination in Tibet, but it looks like karate, and they are jumping, and they are screaming at, questioning at you, and then you have to answer the question from your memory. You have to memorize many, many books, and you have to give answer like that. So after the, during 20 years, they finish that, then they give 3 weeks exam. 1,000 people asking question, 1,000 monks asking question, and then you have to answer. If you answer mostly okay, they give you this big hat, big yellow hat. And I don't know, I forgot where mine is, I don't know where it is. But then you finish. Then my teacher told me, I want you to start a business. You know, and I said, why? You know, I came to monastery because I don't want to do business. I want to live like a monk. I want to meditate, I want to study, I want to do all of my practice. I don't want to be a businessman. Business people are dirty, and all of business is dirty. Then I said, don't ask me to go to business. You know? And then he said, no, you have to prove what you learned you can use in the world. You don't sit in a monastery your whole life. You don't help anybody. You know, if you go out and you go to New York, you see if you can start a new company. And then you use what you learned in the monastery. You use Buddhist books. We call our most famous book is called Diamond Cutter. So you use Diamond Cutter book. Then you go to New York and you start a business. Then I said, I don't know anything. You know, I'm not a businessman. I didn't go to business school. I have no experience in business. I don't like business. Then the Lama in the monastery Tibet system, Lama can say one thing to you. He say, say gyapshi. Gyapshi. Gyapshi means shut it. It means shut your mouth. Gyap means shut, like door, gyap, shut the door. So gyapshi means shut it. Yeah. It means I'm the Lama. I said you start a business. Then you can't say no to your, not allowed, they will hit you. You know, so you think all those Tibetan monks are very nice? Not true. They just hit you. So then he, you know, they use this, what do you call it, rosary beads. They don't use for praying, they use for hitting them. Then you have this on your head, you have a mark. Then everybody laughs at you the whole day because you have mark all day on your head. So he said, gyapshi. You have to start a business. So I went to New York and I, just using the book, old Buddhist book, we started a business. Three people, we started a business. Then I said, what kind of business do you want me to start? And he said, you meditate. You look in the meditation. So I started meditation, special meditation. Then came diamond. You should do diamond business. Today I went through Antwerpen. I used to work there. So he said, you start the diamond business. So we started three people, two from Israel. And Last year, that company reached $250 million, $250 million, $250 million, 10,000 workers in the world, around the world, also in Guangzhou. And then it was bought by Warren Buffett. He's some rich, second richest man in the world, I think. So he bought the company last year. So, and we just used the old book, old Buddhist book. And we just followed that book, how to do the business, you see? And some people called me from the book company in New York, Doubleday. And they said, can you write a book about what you did? Because it's amazing. You know, your company is the fastest growing company in the history of New York City. So how did you do that? Can you write a book about that? So I wrote a book. Then you can guess what I put name on the book? What? Yeah, I call the book Diamond Cutter, okay? Just for fun. Because the old book name is the Diamond Cutter. So I said, this will be the new Diamond Cutter. So I called the book Diamond Cutter. Then I think now 3 million people are using it. It's in 20 languages. And people of many countries, especially China and Japan, Singapore, it's very popular in China. So they are using the same book. And there are two women. There are two women in New York. They are, secretary in the advertising agency. They are working in an advertising agency. And they read this book. Then they said, we want to try to make a company also. So they quit their job. And they rented an apartment, one-room apartment in New York. And they started an advertising company. But they only used the Diamond Cutter book. And I don't know that. I never met them. Then I'll show you their building. I hope so. This is their building. Yeah, okay? They own this building. Now, it's the Kaplan Taylor Group. It's one of the largest advertising companies in America. And just these two women, they were typing, secretary. And now that lady owns this company, building. And I didn't know them, I didn't meet them. They were on the television. And Today Show, and then they asked them, how did you do that? You know, and they said, we used this book called Diamond Cutter. Then someone called me and said, you have to talk to these ladies because their company is 4 times bigger than yours. So I met them. Now many people like that, all over. In China, many people like that. I have many now new friends in China. Even in Tibet. In the university in Tibet, they are using the new Diamond Cutter. People are using the new book, you know. But the main idea of the book is something unusual. Now the world is changing. And, you know, in America, we used to make all the automobiles in the world. And now General Motors is bankrupt. The big American company is bankrupt. And then we used to make all the rockets. Now you can, cheaper, you can rent a Chinese rocket, what's called Great Leap, Great March or something. You can buy it much cheaper. You don't need American rocket. Now they're not making, now the shuttle last flight is finished. They are doing the last flight. Then they will finish the shuttle. So everybody in America, our life is changing. You know, our Boeing airplane now nobody needs. You know, so in America now people thinking I have to do something new because you cannot. The old jobs are not there. You know, and it looks like China is going to come up. Last week they passed Japan. They became number 2 economy in the world, and they say after 7 years they will pass America. And things are changing. The world is changing a lot. And then people get scared. In America, we are looking at the system, economic system. We are looking, now you never heard in America before people say, maybe capitalism is a mistake. They say that. Many people are saying, maybe this banking system, borrowing money, making stocks, no government control of the business. Maybe this is a mistake. You know, now people are. I never heard that in my whole life. I never heard that. You know, some people are saying, Maybe we need to try a different system. China, the government in one day, they can announce the prices of this product is going to go down, or price of this product will go up. They are controlling all the prices of everything. So maybe that's better. You know? I think the Americans, also the government bought General Motors, right? So now, communist, what do you call it? America is socialist and China is capitalist. They are better capitalists than American. And the Americans are sort of lousy communists now. And no, really, they are. They used to say in our country, you have to go to Vietnam to fight. And we say, why? And they say, you have to fight communism. You know. Now we are the communists, but we are doing a bad job. And they are good capitalists. And they are doing a good job. So we are, things are changing. And everybody is thinking, maybe things are going to change. Did you see the movie? There was a movie, Karate Kid Number 2. Did you see? Yeah, it's a good movie, right? I like it. So the story is a black American young boy. He goes to Beijing or something with his mother, because his mother used to work in the automobile factory, and now there's nothing in America. So I don't know if you saw, people didn't catch that. She's in China. The black woman is going to China because she needs a job. And they are hiring American people to work for the cheap jobs. You see what I mean? So this is a message. You know, things are going to change. You know, then it used to be in America, they would bring the Chinese people to make the railroad and things like that. Now they are asking American people to go to China and work in the factory. You see, things are going to change. You see? So then people will get nervous, you know. People will hate the Chinese people, you know. People will say, we have to stop them. We have to stop import from China. We have to not allow them to sell their things here in Europe cheaply. We have to put, what do you call it? Embargo, like that. There will come tension. Tension will come. China owns, half of the American bonds, half of the American debt. If China comes to America and say, give us Arizona, they own it. They own the forest already. They own the oil. They tried to buy the largest oil company in America. Then the government stopped it. The government stopped capitalist think, you know, because they are afraid. So now people will become afraid. And then there will be tension, you know. And then there could be a war. You see, because war comes from money usually. So there will be this tension. You know, they are taking all the oil, and we're not getting oil, you know, like that. There will come a problem, you see? And what we are doing, we spend many months in China. Every year we go to China many times. And we are trying to show people how to use that old book to make money. Okay? How to use that old book to be success. Why? That old book system, it's different from communist or socialist or capitalist. It's a new system. It's a new economic system. And in that system, you are not competing for oil. And you are not competing for market. And you are not competing like that. You are doing something different. And you are not trying to get money from the Chinese, or you are not trying to hold your money from Japanese, or you are not trying to, like this. It's not like that. It's a new system. If there's not enough money in Europe, or if there's not enough money in America, and all the money is going to China, there's more gold in Hong Kong banks than in North America. In America and Canada together, there's not as much gold as in Hong Kong. Now, in a few banks, you see? So, in this new system, you just make more gold. And you make more money. And the amount of money in the world increases. So you don't try to compete with the other country. You just make more oil. Or you make more gold. Or you make more money. And then everybody, you see, this system that I'm going to talk to you for 2 days, okay? New system. You don't fight for the oil or resources. See? You make new ones. In this system, you just make more money. So in the whole world, there will be more money for everybody. Enough to China can have Guangzhou, and New York can build a new city there, and Europe can have more money. You just increase the money of each country in this system. You're not fighting for the small money. You are making more money into the system. The system becomes bigger. The world economy becomes bigger. And then everybody has more. So then there's no, what do you call it? Fighting. No tension. Chinese get rich. Chinese become powerful. And Europe become powerful, and America become powerful. Everybody else, Africa also. You see, in this new system, this is a new kind of system. Then people tell me, you know, oh, you're a Buddhist monk. You don't know anything about economics, you know. What are you talking about, new economic system? And then I say, my company that I make with this system, right? It is more income than my state. You see? The state I live in, Arizona. The company in New York is making more income than the state. You see? Than the whole state. All of the companies in the state. You see? So, I'm telling a serious system you can use for your country. You can use for yourself. You see, you can. Then, you know, people come to me and they say, you're a Buddhist monk. I say, yeah. They say, why you want to be rich? Then I say, I didn't get rich. I gave away. The money I got, I gave to the refugees. All the money. It's gone. You know, I have one shoes, you know, and I have a chair. And it's enough. And then I gave the money to other poor people, you know. So, my idea, money should be, I don't want to have a big house like this church. I don't need a three car. I have a 1980 Volvo. It's almost antique. You know, and I like it, it's okay. You know, it's enough for me. Then the other money I just give away. But my idea is money should be like oxygen, you see? Like when you came in this room, you didn't think, oh, is there enough oxygen? You see? I have to breathe faster because he's also here. You see? He will get some of my oxygen. You know, you don't think like that, right? You are laughing, right? You didn't think when you came in here, I have to breathe faster. Because Shai will breathe also. He will take some of the oxygen. Then you think this is a funny idea. In diamond cutter system, to compete for oil, compete for markets, compete for money, is we think also funny. We think always, no, you have to make money like oxygen. Then everybody has enough. You don't have to worry about it, you know. I don't worry anything about money. Money just comes. I went to yoga class. I like to go to yoga. And I went to yoga class in New York, and Dharma Mitra, right? And one guy came up to me after the class, and he said, I want to shake your hand, Geshe Magpa. And I said, okay, thank you. And he said, I just want to tell you, you are doing a good job. You know. And I said, I don't know you. He said, yeah, you don't know me, but I know what you are doing. You know, you are a Buddhist monk, but you go to Christian church and you give good talk about Christians. And then you go to the Hindu yoga, you know, class, and you talk about Hindu yoga, and everybody's happy. So you are really helping everybody. You are not thinking, I'm Buddhist, you are Hindu, I'm Buddhist. But you are doing good. I just want to thank you. And then I said, thank you, you know. And then I left. Then I got an email from this guy. And he said, my name is John. Then I said, you know, I'm happy to meet you. And then he said, why didn't you thank me? You know, why you didn't thank me? You know. Then I wrote him back. I said, thank you for what? You know. And he wrote me back. He said, I put something in your bag. I always carry a knapsack there. They always carry for me. He said, I put something in your bag. You have to look. You know, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't see. You know, I look in the bag. My bag is like World War II. You know, I'm looking in there, and then I found the envelope, you know, and I opened it. There's a check. It's $100,000 check, you know. And then I wrote him, thank you. he said, keep it. You can use for anything you want. You use it. So we have I built a university for fun. And it's the biggest, the area is the biggest in the United States, I think. I think it's 500 hectares. And we built a university. So we need water system for all of the buildings. So I said, okay, we will use your money for $100,000. But what I'm saying is that for me, money is like oxygen, you see? I don't have to think about it, nothing, ever. I just don't have to think about it, it just comes. You know, I open my bag, there's money there, you know? And it's okay. So it's like when you breathe, you don't think, where is the most oxygen in this church? Where can I go in the church for oxygen, you know? You just breathe, right? Automatic. I think money should be automatic. I'm not trying to teach you how to become a big rich man and many cars and like that. If you get too much money, you can give to poor people. It's okay. You know? So just it should be like oxygen. Then you can use the diamond color principle. You can use the book for other things. Okay? Not just the money. Okay? I used to have a handicap in my foot. My father had a disease. Bone disease, and then he gave to me and he gave to my brother. And the doctor told my brother, you have to take, what do you call it? What do you call this thing the athlete is not supposed to take? Steroid. Yeah, he said, you can take steroids. You know? And my brother took for his whole life and it ruined his liver. It hurts your liver. So I told the doctor, I don't want to do it. I'm going to use this old book. I'm going to use the same principle that I used for the company, I will use for my foot. You know? So I used it. And I turned 50 in 2002. I became 50 years old. On my birthday, I began to do ballet. You know, on the foot, same foot. You know, and then last year, I started to carry the girl around in the ballet. The foot changed, the bone changed, you see? And now I can stand. I couldn't do when I was 20. Now I'm 100, and I can do all these things, you know? And you can use the same principle you can use for your health. Or you want to change how you look, or you can use for that. Then people ask me, Geshe-la, you teach Buddhism, it's very good. When you teach economy, it's very good also. And you teach yoga, I teach yoga. Tibetan, we have monk's yoga, which we learn in the monastery. So then when you teach yoga, we like it very much. But can you teach us about how to find a good partner? You know? I want to find a nice boy. Can you teach that? Can you also find in your book how to find... Many people ask me in China, you know, in China you're not supposed to talk about your husband. Or you cannot complain in the public. You cannot talk to your friends about your husband. But if an American person comes there and you have business seminar for 3 days and you say, okay, let's talk about your business problem. First question is always, how do I fix my husband? You know, my husband, he never agreed with me, he always fighting with me. I like him, we have nice children, he's a good man, but he's always fighting with me. You know? How do you change that? How do I? Is that the same as money and your health? Can you also change your husband? Then whole business seminar become husband seminar. You know? always, every city in China. Because they cannot talk in their friend, you're not supposed to talk about your husband. So then we get many, many questions. In New York, I gave a business talk, 100 people came, 150 people came. Then we said, okay, we're going to give a partner talk. Then 800 people came. So everybody wants to know how to find a good partner, how to fix a good partner. You can use the same book, you can use the same idea. So what I want to talk about here for 2 days is a new way to make money, new way to change the economy of your country, a new way to change your own economy. I don't like to see young, strong, nice man in Paris with a mathematics degree and he's changing money in the bank. You just count 5, 10, 12, you know, is this, you go for 5 years, you study many kinds of mathematics and physics, and now they, you're just counting money in the bank, it's not good, you know. So I would like to show you a way to change the economy. You can change your health. I have a friend in New York, she is 75 years old. And when she was 55, she got breast cancer, right? So she said, Gajla, can I use diamond cutter for breast cancer? And I said, yeah, you can use it. And we worked on it together. Now she is 75. This is 20 years past. And 75, friend? 75 something. Maybe older. I don't know. No? 70. Okay. But in our university, we don't charge anything. It's free university. We have the largest demand in the United States for the university, I think. But we don't... Who has bigger? Oh, his university. Okay. He's more than 1,000 acres? You gotta show me. Okay, it's number 2. And... We started the university, I mean, we really started in 1999 or 2000, but they gave us a 30-year loan to pay the, to buy the university. And now, this year we are paying back 25 years early. We are paying the money back. And we don't charge anything. The student is free. They can come for free. So how did we do that, you see? And she, the lady with the breast cancer, she is building buildings there. She's picking up the bricks, big adobe brick, and she's like stacking them, you know, making the buildings. So I like to share with you a new way that you can do things. You can use for help, you can use for money, you can use for your country. You can use to find your partner or fix your partner. And then if you like, in Buddhism, right, we want to do bigger things. We want to change the whole world. We want to stop war or stop hunger or stop even stop death. This in our the money is just beginning. And the boyfriend is just the beginning. Then you should use it for to change the whole world. Can you use the same thing to make a world, whole world, which has no war? No, nobody's hungry, you see? Can you, that is our goal. But we say in our monastery, you should start with something you can see, right? My teacher said, you go to New York, you start a company. It will be your laboratory. This will be your laboratory. You do your experiment there. You see if you can make $1 million. Then I went back and said, now we make 50 million. He was happy. So, because it shows you know how to use the book. You know how to use the principle, you see? It's just an experiment. Then you give away the money and you stop. You see? And it's just to check, is that book correct or not? You see? So what we are going to do here is just to check if the book is correct, okay? And then I show you how to do something. Then you can do, you can be like these two ladies. You can have a building, I don't know where, okay? Like that. Then you have to try. You have to try. In this system, you can do anything. You can use for anything. We say, in this system, I asked her, do you have Linda? You know, I met her later, and I said, I'm going to China next week. I'm going to talk about the Diamond Cutter book. What is the most important idea for you? How did you start your company? She's just a mom. She has 3 kids. She said, I have to leave tomorrow. My kid is in the football game, and I cannot come to work tomorrow. And she's like that. She's like a normal person. I said, what is the most important idea? If I talk to a lot of Chinese people, what should I talk about? What is the most important idea? She said, seed in the mind. The seed in the mind. This is something, I think you talk about the seed in the mind. Okay? Let me think about it. Maybe we're going to go backwards, okay? Are you guys okay? They are going to help me a little bit. I brought some teachers. I trained them for, I have a 14-year program. It takes 14 years to finish. And they finished in June. I finished 130 kids. I'm free now. But now I bring them with me. And they have to help. Let's do the pen debate, is that okay? Can we do it? So come, we need two chairs. I'm going to show you Tibetan way to ask questions. We don't need microphone. I think so. Can you hold it? So in the Tibetan system, monastery, you don't have to do this, okay? I'm not asking you to do this, but it's fun. We, 4 or 5 hours every day, we go to a special park outside, and we ask questions. And it's a very beautiful system. Okay. And then you can learn very fast. You don't have to do this, okay? I can just teach you in 2 days and it will be okay. So first, you have to be very respectful. And in 2,500 years, this is, when you want to show respect, you have to go like this, and you put this here. And it shows respect for, this is my, we are going to have competition, some fight. So, Digital Chichen means, what about this? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a pen? Oh, I have. Thank you.
You can tell me what the hell this is.
It's a pen.
Then you have to. This means I'm fighting. I don't want to get in the way.
Did you go get that pen?
You tell me this a pen?
Yes.
Teach it!
Why?
You can write with that.
What?
You can write with this?
Of course I can.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is a pen?
Because you can write with it!
Yes.
So if a dog comes into the church and he walk up here and I show him this thing,
he will write with it.
That's stupid.
So the dog won't write with it?
Of course not.
So you're saying if I put this out like this and the dog comes here, the dog won't write with it?
What would you not do with it?
Eat it. Chew it. Like,
give me a job. You sure?
Yeah.
So this is not a pen?
Yes, it is.
Wait, you're telling me it's a pen?
I know what you're doing. Give me a job.
Oh, wait. If she cannot answer, then you have to go. You ready?
Go.
Are you saying it's a pen?
I know what you're doing.
Yes. chew toy.
For the dog, it's a chew toy.
And for me, it's a pen.
And for you, it's a pen. Yeah, my God, you tell me that?
Yes.
Okay. You guys try. Oh, do you want this? Okay.
So this thing that they were talking about, this right here, this is both a pen and a chew toy.
Yes.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't see any dogs. So if there's no dogs in this room, this thing is a chew toy.
No, it's only a chew toy. If there are no dogs, that's not a chew toy.
Okay. So if say, say we chase all the people out of here, so like, I yell fire, and everybody runs out, and there's nobody in here, this thing is a pen.
Well, that depends.
On what?
If you take it with you.
Pen stays here.
Okay.
People leave, this thing is a pen.
But it's not a pen.
So we could say that this thing is neither a pen nor a chew toy.
You could say that, yeah.
And we could say it's both a pen and a chew toy.
Yes.
So this thing is both a pen and a chew toy, and neither a pen nor a chew toy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So there's a, if you want to use a diamond cutter book, okay? If you want to use this new idea, you have to understand one Buddhist idea called emptiness. Okay, emptiness. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Thank you. If you want to understand how to do what I did with my leg, with the money, also for a month after you finish Geshe, you're allowed to have a partner. You can have a partner. Then I got the best one, okay? Number one. So how to do that? How do you do that? Okay? Then you have to understand emptiness. So everybody heard Buddhist people talk about emptiness, especially Zen people talk about what is emptiness, you see? And then when I went to the monastery, first time, I was like 19 years old, and my mother sent me to the monastery. She died, she sent me to the monastery. Then I lived there, and then I went to my teacher, and, you know, I asked him, will you teach me? And he said, okay, I will teach you. Dalai Lama sent me to this teacher. So he said, first, do you know how to meditate? Then I said, oh, yes, I know. You know? Then he said, do you know how to meditate about emptiness? I said, yes, I read a book about it. I know. Okay, then he said, okay, you meditate here. He showed me one small room. If you reach out your hand, you can touch the walls. And if you reach out, you can touch the wall. Then the bed is Tibetan size. Tibetan people are all this dark. So I have to sleep on this bed. And my leg is going out 2 feet. He said, you meditate here about emptiness. Then you come to my room. When I ring the bell, you have to run. So I said, okay. And then I sat down to meditate about emptiness. Then I crossed my leg and I closed my eyes. And I think I'm looking at the back of my eyelid and everything is black. So I'm meditating about black. So whole world is black. Like if you go out of space, everything is black. You know? So I close my eyes and I think everything is black. Black. Just I stay in the black. You know? Then I heard his bell. He has a small bell. If he rings the bell, you have to run to his door. Then you have to knock on the door. You know? Then you have to go upstairs and knock on the door. Then he says, shut. That means, come. You know, then you open the door, then you have to get down on your knees, lama, you know. Then you have to go, you cannot look at the lama. You have to look at the floor, you know. Then he talks to you. Did you meditate? That means yes, okay? It's respect. I asked him one day, why do I have to go? He said, when you see God, it should take away your breath. You know, so lama is like God. Then he said, did you meditate? I said, yes, I meditated. Then he said, what did you meditate about? I said, emptiness, master. Then he said, tell me, what is emptiness? I said, you close your eyes. You go to the void. Beyond the star, everything is black. This is emptiness. I saw in one book, I know. Then he said, you are Kukpa. You know, I said, master, what is meaning Tibetan word Kukpa? He said, Kukpa means stupid. And you are Kukpa. You know, he said, you try again, you go back. So I went back downstairs to my little room. I had to stay in that room for 25 years. I didn't know. On the first day, I didn't know. There's no window. There's one small window. In the summer, very hot. And he said, you go back, you meditate again. He said, do you want me to explain about emptiness? I said, no, I know. Later he doesn't call me Michael, he calls me Mr. I know. He said, I know, you go downstairs, you meditate emptiness again. I said, okay, I know. And I went, and then I closed my eyes. Big meditation. And any thought comes in my mind, I just don't think about it. I try not to think, you see? Any thought comes, I just watch the thought it goes, you know? Here comes thought, it's going, bye. And then just stop the mind, you know, no thoughts. Then I heard this is, I read one book like that, emptiness, you know. So then I heard the bell, ding, 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 ding. Then you have to run, you cannot walk. He has to hear you running, dun, 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 dun. Then you knock on the door, shout, come. Then get down, you know, don't look at him. Yes, master. Then he said, did you meditate? I said, yes, yes. Then he said, what did you meditate? I said, emptiness. He said, tell me what is emptiness. I said, you just close your eyes. Don't move the body. Think about nothing. You know, meditate about nothing. You know? Then he said, that's emptiness. I said, yes. He said, you are meditating on that. I said, yes, I'm meditating on that. He said, what is meditation? I said, you are concentrating on one thing. So you are concentrating on this thing. I said, yes. He said, you are concentrating your total mind on one thing. I said, yes. He said, you are thinking only about one thing. I said, yes. He says, you are thinking only about not thinking about anything. I said, yes. He said, that is more Kukpa. You are real Kukpa. You are thinking about not thinking about anything. So you are thinking. And if the meditation is good, you are thinking more. You see? Then this is stupid. Then what is the use? Why do that? Who can you help if you think about nothing? You just walk around, think about nothing. He said, you go, you do again. Then I went back. I was upset. Because I was number one in my university. And everyone said I'm smart. But Tibetan, everybody says I'm stupid. And so I went to the meditation. He said, do you need any suggestion, any help? I said, no, I know, you know. Then I went and I meditated. Then I heard in one book, nothing is real. Everything is illusion. They call Maya. Nothing is real. Don't feel happy. Don't feel sad. Nothing is good, nothing is bad. Just relax. You know? Just relax. Everything, everybody has to go, everybody will pass, all things change. Nothing matters. Just relax. No good, no bad. No happy, no sad. Just be there. You know? So I said, okay, I will be there. You know? So I meditate like that. Then I heard the bell. I came upstairs. Then he said, did you meditate? I said, yes, yes. He He said, what did you meditate about? I said, emptiness. He said, well, what is emptiness? I said, nothing is good. Nothing is bad. Don't be happy. Don't be sad. Just be there. You know, he said, I'm going to ask you a question. He was the number one debater in Tibet in his life. From 10,000 monks, he got number one. It's very difficult to talk to him. You know, he's always doing this thing, you know. So he said, let me ask you a question. If something good to you comes to you, why? Why does it come to you? I said, good karma. He said, what is good karma? I said, you help somebody. You give food to the poor people. Then you will have croissant. You know, this is the karma. You know. Then he said, do you like croissant? I said, yes. Croissant beurre, or miel, avec miel. You know. I was there yesterday. I was eating many of them. Then he said, do you like the croissant? I said, yes, I like. Then he said, do you like it when you get sick? I said, no, I don't like it. He said, why do you get sick? I said, because you didn't help people. Maybe somebody was sick in your work, in your office, and you didn't help them. So now you're sick. This is karma. This is law of karma. He said, so good thing happened to you is coming from helping other people. Yes. Bad thing is coming to you because you didn't help other people. You hurt other people. I said, yes. Then he said, good thing and bad thing is all the same, right? I said, yes, I am meditating emptiness. Good is same as bad. He said, then helping people and hurting people is the same thing. Doesn't matter. You kill somebody, you kiss somebody, same. I said, I guess so. Then he said, you are most kukpa. This is, you are number one kukpa. Help people, hurt people, same thing. Who would say, what Buddha would say that? What Dalai Lama would say that? This is the most stupid thing you ever said. Now you are king of stupid, you know? And he taught me like that. Then it took me many years to understand. I tried many years to understand emptiness, but now I understand with a pen. Okay? So now I'm going to ask you the same question. Don't be shy, okay? Don't be polite. We are from America. We are not no polite. Okay? We are always insulting everybody. So you just have to answer like that. They are both a Buddhist nun, you know. The monk is tough, but the nun is worse, okay? So you have to go, yes, no. What is this thing?
Pen.
It's a pen. Good, there's one. Okay. You talk, don't be quiet. But if a dog comes here, and I shelter the dog, then what will they do? She's not, there's more than one here. You have to say chikma. In Tibet, my teacher say, what's that mean? What's that mean? Kala is what? Food. Then if the students don't answer in the class, the teacher said, oh, I guess she can have lunch, but you don't need it. Because when she eats lunch, you have lunch. Because she can answer for everybody. Okay? So then we say, no, teacher, we want lunch also. Then we say, okay, then you have to answer. Does a dog see a pen?
No.
They don't see a pen. If the dog sees a pen, they will write something. They will try to write something. No. Try. If they see a pen,
yes.
That's what a pen does.
Yeah.
I think they will write some poetry, maybe to a dog girlfriend.
Yeah.
You have nice. So, dog sees something to chew. Yeah? He said. Okay. People see something to write with. Okay? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who's right?
Both
are right. This is equal rights. You know, dog sees to chew. It's okay. It's okay. He can use it. You don't have to force him to write. He doesn't want to write. He wants to chew. Is it also pen? Yeah, it's right.
The person
dog is right.
The person can be both.
Yes, So I have this is the most important question. Is the, if I say 10, if I say 10, dog doesn't see 10, right? Normally. So is the 10 coming this way, or is the 10 coming this way?
Second.
Yeah, the second one. Yeah. Something coming from my mind, you see? If 10 is not coming this way, if pen is coming this way, then the dog will write to the, right? Pen is not coming this way. When I see the pen, I don't start to, you know, slaughter. It must be coming this way, okay? Pen must be coming this way. It's not coming this way. So, is it coming from my mind?
Money like oxygen. You want money, no, you don't even think about, I don't think about money.
People put money in my bag all the time. It's enough. It gets more. I never get. It's like a, what do you call it? A magic thing. I take money out. Next day there's more money there. I don't know who put it there. Really, I don't know. Oh, I keep giving money. And then it just comes in my bag, right? There's one pocket. It always has money. I don't think about it. I just take the money out. I pay the bill. And then next day there's money there. So, who put, how to, you need to understand the seed for pen. Because you need to make the seed for money. You need to make the seed for ballet. You need to make the seed for a nice partner, most beautiful partner, kindest partner in the world. Yeah? You need to make a seed for that. And then maybe you need to make a seed for a whole world which has no war, or no hunger, or no death in the world. You want to that seed. So you must understand the small one first, okay? Understand the small one, then you can do the big one, okay? How did the seed come in my mind to see a pen? I have that seed. Dog doesn't have that seed, okay? They cannot see, they see something black, they chew, they don't think I'm going to write some novel or I'm going to paint a Rembrandt. They can't think like that. Why? Who put the seed in their mind? Who put the seed in my mind? I'll show you, okay? Then you can have refreshments because you know everything. Then you can say, I know, I know. I will call you, I know, I know, okay? So, I'll just show you how to put the seed, then we can take a break, okay? So, he needs a pen. He's a big lawyer. He has to sign many contracts. And today he went to work, he forgot his pen, okay? Then I'm his assistant, and I know he needs a pen. So I say, Mr. Shai, I have a pen, you can have my pen. Then be careful, okay? Watch, be careful. You can change your country. You can change your whole country economy with this, okay? I say that, $250 million said that, okay? How? When you let go, with kindness, with good heart, there has to be, we call technique. You have to have the right technique. We will talk about technique after refreshment. If you leave, you don't understand technique. And it doesn't work without technique, okay? If you let go, with technique, with proper technique, it puts a seed in your mind for pen. It puts seed in your mind for a pen. How many pens? How many pens? I gave one pen.
Enough,
yeah, good. But it put a seed in my mind. How much does walnut or acorn or corn seed weigh? How many tons is acorn seed? Tree for the tree. How much? 3 grams, 4 grams, okay? How much does the tree weigh?
Tons.
3 tons. 3 tons, okay? The seed is small. How many cells are in your body? How many cells? Billions. And they change every year, right? In your life, you have billions and billions and billions of cells. It came from two. It came from two cells. The sperm of the father, egg of the mother, 2 cells. Think about it, it's amazing. Then you have billions of cells for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. All of this came from my mother and father. Just one good, fun night, you know? Then I have cells for 50 years, 60 years. It's the same in the mind. It's the same in the mind. You give one pen to Shai, with technique, with proper technique, okay? Then you can have pen as much as you want. I like this pen, is made in Tokyo. It's called Le Pen. I used it one time. Someone gave me in New York like 20 years ago. And I said, I really like this pen. I have hundreds of them. They just come. You can only buy them in one store in New York. I don't know when they come. I go home, there's a pins there. 100. I never run out. I give them. All my friends have them. They steal them. We have to talk about that. But if you give one pen with technique, then many, not 10, not 100, 1,000. People came to me in New York City. The mayor of New York, what was his name? Dinkins. He came to our building. He opened the first, we bought a building in New York. And the mayor came and he said, how did you do this? You know, he helped open the building. He said, how did you do that? You know, and we said, seeds. You know, the company doubled every year for 15 years, double. 100% growth every year. It's not possible. How to hire 100 people every year, then 200 the next year, then 400 the next year, then hire 800 the next year. How to do that? You have to understand the tree, okay? Think about the tree, okay? So, thank you. We have to... We'll take some break. They have something to drink and stuff. Yeah. No beer, too. Okay. And
it's there in the corner.
Buddhist, yeah. So you enjoy something, and then after you come back, we'll talk about technique. Because you saw some people, they get mad, nothing happens. You saw people get mad, nothing happens. So you have to understand the proper technique, the basic technique. Do I have to announce anything? No. There's some books there you can have. I don't care. If you don't have money, you can take it. I don't care. But if you want, get a book. I can sell it. That book will help you. It will give you the technique. You can study it, okay? If you don't have, I'm not trying to give you money. If you don't have money, tell me you can take one, okay? There's a Mama Aura, are you on? Tomorrow or today? Tomorrow?
Tonight.
So tonight will be available today?
Tonight will be available tomorrow.
Okay. This talk that I'm giving tonight, she's making a little, what do you call it? Shuffle. iPod shuffle. You can clip here, you can put earphones, you can walk around Amsterdam. You can hear this talk tomorrow. So if you want. And we gave a talk in Paris, you can help us, right?
No,
we're And then some books are in there, free. The books are in there also. You can hear the books also. Okay? She has a beautiful music CD. My favorite CD. So that's there. They're going to play, right? During the break. Then, if you have a question about your husband, I mean, any special question you have, you tell your husband to get the coffee. Okay? And, no, but if you have some personal question, you have some problem. Like somebody in Paris, they had cancer, and I talked to them, and we talked about the seed. Cancer and pen are the same, you see? Money and pen are the same. Bone and the foot is the same. You can change. So they came and asked me about that. So just if you have your own question, you want to come during the break, you can sit with me, you know. Try not to talk for half hour because then there are 10 other people with cancer and